Welcome to Next Step Student Success, a podcast on tips, tools, and takes for academics, presented by the Office of Academic Engagement at Norfolk State University.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Felicia Mebben, and I am your host for today's episode of the Next Step Student Success podcast. And today is our welcome and welcome back episode. That means that we're at the beginning of a new term. And in this case, it's spring 2021. So when we start a new term, I like to check back in with the Office of Academic Engagement, particularly the leaders of the office, because that's where the podcast is hosted. So today I'm excited to have as our special guest, Ms. Cheryl Hurd. Hi, Ms. Hurd.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. Looking forward to the spring semester and all of the new opportunities for our students.
That's great. So normally we would talk to Dr. Neal, but she's not available. And so thank you for joining us for the episode to help kick off the semester.
Absolutely. It is definitely my pleasure to join you today.
So for folks who have been following the podcast, you've heard Mrs. Hurd's voice before. We had an episode that was cheering on our seniors where a variety of people from the Office of Academic Engagement were involved. She also was a guest for one of our very first episodes when we launched the podcast back in March of 2020. So Ms. Hurd, what is your current role in the Office of Academic Engagement as a reminder?
Yes, I am currently the interim executive director of the Student Success Center. As you know, we're located over in the Nursing and General Education Building, Suite 100.
So what are you most excited about for the students for the start of this semester?
Well, at the beginning of every semester, I look forward to students getting another opportunity. Another opportunity to continue down this road that we call success. I know that we're all dealing with these challenging times of COVID-19. It has been around now for a couple of semesters. And I know that for our students, they have been faced not only with the challenges outside, and I know that for many students, there were challenges in the classroom because now students are faced with having those classes online instead of the face-to-face interaction. And for most students, that was the preference. So this semester, I hope that students will have some lessons learned from the previous semester. And in the Student Success Center, we have a number of activities planned for this semester that we're going to help students to maybe adapt more so in this online environment.
Okay, so before we get to those, what would you say is the one biggest challenge you think that students might have this semester?
Online classes.
Online, so are the same thing, and that's actually a great way to think about it. It's an opportunity as well as a challenge because, as you said, they have learned lessons on resilience and adaptability and how to use the technical tools, but also, again, it's not necessarily what they prefer in terms of having one-on-one engagement with their faculty members and staff members and all of that.
Absolutely. And just talking to some students over the past semester and even in the last couple of days, because we're in the middle of registration with our one-stop, is that students shared some good facts. And number one, students had challenges with remaining motivated. They were not sure sometimes how the classes, the expectations of the classes. And I shared some good suggestions to them, some best practices. And I'm hoping this semester that with the things that we're going to be doing in the Success Center, that the students will have a better experience.
Okay, great. So you've mentioned it twice now, so I'll give you the floor for this. What are some of the opportunities that the Student Success Center is going to provide to our freshmen and sophomores?
Absolutely. We're going to hold a number of different workshops. We know that online is a big focus, and we're going to have how to maneuver the online classes. One of the things that I want to recommend to anyone that's listening is that when you are an online student, it is critical that you are in contact with your professor. When you get that syllabus, please make sure that you seek the information, the ways that you can contact your instructor. If you don't understand something, say something, ask a question. Don't wait until the fifth week. Don't wait till the 10th week. Don't wait till the class is over, because you want to achieve academic success.
Mm-hmm. So that's one big tip for online class. I mean, that applies anyway, right? But it's especially important when you don't have the sort of trigger of going to class to prompt you to engage, right? So if it's totally on you because you're at home or you're in your apartment or you're, you know, in your room, then you're going to have to set up sort of ways or set up reminders or set up something that will help to motivate you or inspire you to do what you were just saying, to stay engaged.
Absolutely. And I want to give another tip that would actually probably confirm what you're saying. And that is, we found also that students that are online have to be better users of time management. And I want to suggest that when the semester, and it's already started, that you now plan, set your goals, use a planner so that you can stay on track, so that you know that you have these classes at certain times, you know that your paper is due at this date. And I want to say today to all of the freshmen and sophomores, if you need a planner, I'm here to help you. If you would contact us at ssc@nsu.edu, I will be happy to provide you with a planner. I have a number of planners and will give them out until they're gone. So please use these resources. We are here to help you.
Nice. A tool. Absolutely. A tool. Hey, excuse me, planner. Okay, we'll talk about that later. Okay. So what about some of the other resources in the Office of Academic Engagement? We don't want to forget about those.
Yes. And one that's very, very important is academic advisors. I often hear students say they don't know who their advisor is. We're sending out letters to all freshmen and sophomores during the first week of classes. We want to invite you to meet with your academic advisor. We use the platform WC Online. We want you to go ahead and schedule that appointment. And I want to encourage you, please meet with your advisor as often as you can during the semester, so that you can begin to build that network with your advisor. Also, we have free tutoring. It is still available in this virtual environment. We will meet you on Zoom. We will meet you on WC Online. And this, again, is free. Also, over in the Writing Center that's located in the library, perhaps you need some refreshers. We're here to help you. And with the Writing Center, as well as with the Student Success Center, we have workshops that we are going to offer throughout the semester. Look at your emails, look at the campus announcement. You can stay where you are because we're going to do all of this on Zoom. Also, for my sophomores, I know that now you're in that halfway point. Don't forget the internships. There are many internship opportunities that are available. So we want to ensure also that you take advantage of those internship opportunities. And to the classes here on campus with the STEM classes, I want to make sure that students really, really take advantage of the STEM classes. Those classes set the foundation. They help you so that you can stay on track, remain successful, and graduate from this great university.
Mm-hmm. And so, and again, for folks who don't remember, STEM is the Spartan Seminar that our freshmen and sophomores are required to take. And again, a lot of tips, a lot of tools, a lot of sharing of advice and experiences happen in those classes. And they're already set up to help you to succeed. So, but we need you to go to class. We need you to take advantage of those resources, stay connected with your instructors for those classes so that you know, again, like you said, so that you're more likely to succeed.
Absolutely.
So great. Thank you so much, Ms. Hurd. This was a great way to launch this semester for the podcast. Also, as a reminder, the podcast is a resource or tool in and of itself. We're going to continue publishing episodes once a week for the semester. And again, perhaps that can be the device or tool or reminder or inspiration that helps you to plan every week, to remember the resources that are available, to sort of keep success in the front of your thoughts and actions and all of that. So welcome to the new semester, everyone. We are here to support you. And again, as the executive producer of the podcast and host, I'm so excited to continue providing this information and connections and resources, tips, tools, and takes for you, and look forward to engaging with you throughout the semester.
Next Up Student Success was created by Dr. Felicia Mebben, with theme music by Dr. Cheryl Mebben, and is presented by the Office of Academic Engagement at Norfolk State University. For more information about our production team, host, and past episodes, go to nextup-studentsuccess.org. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
Tip for me, Ms. Hurd.
I do, because I work with a group of middle school students in my spare time. That's a part of my community service. And we were talking about some things last week, things that people did not know. Do you know that a chef wears a hat? And sometimes you'll see chefs with tall hats and they have folds in the hats. There are actually 100 folds in a chef hat. Did you know that those folds represent how many times you can cook an egg? Also, if you see a chef with a tall hat, it means that he or she is a master chef.
Nice. That is fun. So now I'm going to have to go, you know, you need to go to the shows. Now I have to, one, two, three, excuse me.
Yep. And I started thinking, I was like, well, how many times can I cook an egg? You know, I boil them, you know.
How many different ways, you mean?
Is that yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? 100 different ways? Wow. 100
different ways that you can cook an egg. I had no idea.
Okay, well, I might have to do some, maybe that'll be a little trend. Every time we have an episode, we have a new way to cook it. No. Thank you for sharing that, Ms. Hurd.
You're welcome.